Why I write so many UFO articles. I write about all different topics on this site, but admittedly, UFO articles are predominant. They became this way after seeing a UFO which was so bright you had a hard time looking at it. This happened even though it seemed to be very distant. As time went by, I spoke to many people who had UFO experiences, including famous UFO authors and ordinary people who saw what they believed was an unidentified flying object in the sky. If you hear enough of these stories coming from sincere people, you come to realize there is something going on, no matter how much it is denied by the government. Some of the people I spoke to were visibly shaken as the family told me about their experiences. Others were more matter-of-fact when they told me about their experiences. Not being a UFO investigator, I didn't have the background some of them had, but I did the best I could to decide if there was anything of importance there and the veracity of their story. It is interesting to note when Project Blue Book started to investigate UFO sightings by the Air Force, they were at best just trying to quell the stories. The astronomer they hired to go out with the team was J. Allen Hynek, who didn't believe any of the UFO stories, but as time went on and he interviewed more UFO witnesses, he started to become a believer, and eventually established a group to study UFOs. There are some instances where many people witnessed a UFO sighting. Remember, UAPs are UFOs, so when you see people testifying about a UAP sighting, they are seeing UFOs. Over the years it became obvious there were many cover-ups. One famous UFO investigator who I will not name and worked for a government project that investigated UFOs admitted when he found a sighting which couldn't be denied or explained, he would write nothing down so it would disappear. This disappointed me when I heard him admit to this. Multiply this by many investigations, and many different investigators who wanted to keep their jobs. When the US Navy released a couple of UFO videos which took place above their aircraft carriers, we were all shocked and many thought this was the dawn of a new era. They believed, unlike me, that we were now going to get all the secret UFO sightings which had been kept from us. I am a skeptic, but I hoped they were right. Nothing could have been further from the truth. I don't know if the Navy got overruled or what might have happened. But the Navy put out a statement saying they would not release any more UFO data because it might threaten the security of our country. Wow, the old saw reared its ugly head again. I think we all know that everything they had could not be a threat to the country. There might be some data which might be admittedly, but even that data might be able to be edited and released. There is material being hidden from us which could be released, and this has been going on since at least 1947. That is 75 years, folks. Isn't that long enough? It looks to me there is a lot to be said about a connection between ancient societies and UFOs. As a matter of fact, I believe the television show Ancient Aliens has some merit. While I may not agree with every point they try and make, I do believe UFOs have been coming here for many thousands of years, as proved by some of the ancient drawings on cave walls. How could a race of cave people draw a classic UFO on the wall, if they never saw one? One set of drawings is over 25,000 years old. While I agree with some of this, I think we may be in an era where more extraterrestrial civilizations are coming to this planet. I say that not only because of some of the actions UFOs have taken lately, but all the different shapes of the craft coming here, and their different abilities. As I have said in the past, why are UFOs crashing when the machines are far more advanced than airplanes? I believe I have the reason, and I base it upon some of the crash results which have been reported by whistleblowers on retrievable teams. I think there is some kind of a cold war in space which breaks out every once in a while. It looks to me like there are at least two distinct groups of aliens, one group who want to control the Earth, and another group who want to protect it. I remember one whistleblower who reported when he went to the crash site of a UFO, it was in perfect shape, except for a small round hole which seemed to be made by some sort of laser weapon. This hole had let out all the atmosphere from the crashed vehicle, which in turn killed the occupants. It turns out some of the atmospheres inside UFOs can be quite deadly to humans, and special equipment needs to be used before entering a crashed vehicle. There was an instance where there was a UFO crash in Mexico and the Mexican army was sent to retrieve the UFO. The United States also sent out a retrievable team in helicopters out to the site, and what the whistleblower claimed to have found was all the Mexican soldiers dead. They had no special suits and were unaware of the danger at the time. Many good men lost their lives. I believe one of the most important events this world will ever have is when we make first contact. It will either be very good for us, or very bad. There are two schools of thought on the subject. It might depend on which alien race gets to us first. When we look at humans, we find many different ideas about things. The same might be true for aliens. If we are contacted by a warlike race first, it might be a disaster. But if a benevolent race contacts us, we might get technology which will change our lives for the better. Many guesses are being made by scientists about when we will make first contact, and I think that is silly. How could anyone know the answer to this, yet they keep doing it? I always say, maybe we did already and it is a secret. I guess now you know why I write so much about UFOs.